Welcome to Therapy for Believers. I don't bill by the hour, but I bill by wounds closed. Take a seat on the pew. This is a revival session. Let us all stand for the benediction. Church, I'm hurt. I stayed for my friends, but they turned out to be parking lot friends. When I exited the lot, they didn't look back. A pillar of salt I became to them. They parked in stale communion crackers, and I bathed in the salt of my own wounds. Self-inflicted not, but the artery of pain was flowing. I couldn't clasp the bleeding. Hurt, I was. Hooked on phonics, I learned quick. Every amen, say that, preach pastor, and so good, got that. I was inserting phrases like the next note in Beethoven. I selected my next go-to phrase, but the melody had copyright. And I was partaking as an imposter, creating a cover that didn't satisfy my heart, God's heart. But God's heart relationship had a slow leak. I was comparing my PSI to others, when we all have a different pressure limit. My strength had eroded in comparison. I wanted to rollerblade on water. Call me Peter. But Thomas's story was just as impactful as Peter's, and so is mine. See, God saw past the performance, but the church saints gave me a standing ovation. I was confused in pure praise. Arrived early, check. Left late, check. Led small group, check. Served every weekend, check. Multiple services, check, check. My ego was rewarded for being burnt out, and my soul got last place. I was tired. But the need to fit in hijacked my thoughts. Congregation full of Barbies and Kens, you can spot a first-time guest a mile away. Just wait, they'll fall in line soon. Aesthetic over relationship, right? In a church lineup, I can spot who goes to what church, off their Sunday uniform alone. They all look the part. Control-C, Control-V, delete it all. It's the authenticity for me. I went from guest to inner clique real quick. Everyone knew my name. The Christian clout will get to your head. Members only. But Jesus didn't just talk to the 12. I wonder if Jesus had a social media handle, would half of y'all follow? If he didn't, follow you back. But it's not follow for follow. It's take up your cross and follow. After him. Whew. It's the healing for me. Next wound, my own. I let my Bible app streak lapse intentionally today. Streak, 457 days and 93 weeks. But last time, it wasn't so intentional. Bar hopping with friends, back home after 12 a.m., I await the tragic notification. One day streak looms across my blue-lit screen. I was more hurt at my score being reset than the last time I knowingly chose sin over God. My pride cried, but I didn't weep for God. The streak had nothing to do with him. But my small group thinks I have a relationship with God, like my relationship with rice and gravy. Together, they are great, but apart, they still operate. I was operating, but blended with God occasionally, and it was great when we did, but I acclimated to plain rice. That revelation tore me apart. So today, yes, I intentionally broke my streak. Because a Bible streak isn't synonymous with my personal relationship with God. God was hurt, and that hurt me. My time is up. Please stand for the benediction. This therapy session was rough, but we only grow through transparency and acknowledgement. Saints, please return all pens and New Testament Bibles where you saw them in the pew. We will resume therapy sessions next week, same place, same time, new heart.